SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel is hitting back against European nations that announced they would recognize a Palestinian state.
Israel's foreign minister, Israel Katz, has ordered Israel's ambassadors from Ireland and Norway to immediately return to Israel. He spoke before Spain's announcement. Katz says Ireland and Norway intend to send a message today to the Palestinians and the whole world. Terrorism pays. Katz adds the recognition could impede efforts to return Israel's hostages being held in Gaza and makes a ceasefire less likely by, he emphasizes, rewarding the jihadists of Hamas and Iran.
That's correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting. Search and rescue efforts continue in Iowa after a deadly tornado slammed into the state. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds tells KCRG-TV everyone is pitching in to help.
At the same time, I can't begin to tell you just how heartwarming it is to see just everybody out there helping each other. A friend was going through a neighbor's place looking for photos and just personal items that she could get back to the owner. So you just see that over and over, and just the amount of people willing to step up.
In Greenfield, the tornado left a wide swath of obliterated homes and crumpled cars. It had earlier ripped apart and smashed massive power-producing wind turbines. At least one person has died as a result of the storm. The families of 19 of the victims in the Uvalde Elementary School shooting in Texas have announced a $500 million federal lawsuit against 92 state police officers who were part of the botched law enforcement response. The families say they also agreed to a $2 million settlement with the city, under which city leaders promised better training for local police. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court dodges the issue of transgenderism, SRN's Bernie Bennett reports.
The justices will not hear a case brought by parents in Maryland who have a problem with their school's policy of letting kids live as the opposite sex in class without mom and dad's permission. This leaves in place the lower court ruling against the plaintiffs. That decision did not address the merits of the parents' complaint, finding only that they did not have standing to bring the suit. Similar cases are percolating in other court systems. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
Minnesota lawmakers have failed to pass a state equal rights amendment that would have enshrined abortion and the LGBT lifestyle in the state constitution. A compromise to legalize sports gambling also failed to cross the finish line by the midnight Sunday deadline. Authors of the Minnesota ERA opted not to include the word abortion, which critics called a deceptive move. The text instead would have protected the rights to making decisions about all matters relating to one's own pregnancy. This is SRN News. Louisiana lawmakers advanced a bill that would reclassify two abortion-inducing drugs, making it a crime to possess without a prescription.
Mifepristone and misoprostol have other critical uses, including to induce labor, stop obstetric hemorrhaging, and treat miscarriages. Doctors say they're greatly concerned about the legislation, saying it could prevent them from prescribing necessary treatments for their patients. Reclassification of the two drugs in Louisiana is an amendment to a bill that would create the crime of, quote, coerced abortion. The bill will return to the Senate for final approval. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
A Michigan farm worker has been diagnosed with bird flu in what is the second human case associated with an outbreak in U.S. dairy cows. The person experienced mild symptoms. Officials say the person had been in contact with infected livestock, and the risk to the public remains low. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.